Okay, we continue there. Hashem Chelek Dalet, and we are up to Perek Vav. In your version, it's page Reishia Test, one page in. So last week we talked about in Perek Hey the Inyan of Tzvila, and at the end of the Perek, so the Ramchal told us that until now he explained Kriya Shema and Tvila Kifi Mashahem, in other words, the mitzvahs as is and what they do and what they represent. And now we're going to move on into the next parak, which is, so it's interesting, I don't know who made these, I think I was married this a different time, who made these headings of the name of the prakim, because in these two versions that I have, it's called Prote Seder Hayoyim Vatvila. Parak Vav is called the details of Seder Hayoyim and Tvila. And in this one it says Besidre Hatfilis. So I don't know who made those up, if they're part of the original Ramchal or not. I'm not such a bucky. But in the way that I have it here, so the next chapter is actually going to now start going through the Seder Hayoyim of a person's day and showing every step of the way what we're accomplishing and what we do. So till now it's been more general in the ideas of Torah and Kriya Shema and Tevila, and now we're going to go into the Seder Hayoyim. And he says, Kedarkei, fascinating things. So let's start. Aleph, Sidra Chochma HaYoyna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his divine wisdom, arranged Shatia Balayla Shlita L'Koychais HaToma. At night, there should be power given to Koychais HaToma. L'Sbashet B'chol Markev Oiseyem V'Shoytetu Anfeyem Ba'olam. Koychais HaToma, the Ramchal is saying, has two parts to it. There's the Merkava, the Mark of Isayim, the carriers, the general carriers of the Tuma, and then there's the Anfeyim, then you have it branches out, I guess, from the main carrier. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave power to the Koiches HaTuma to spread out the Spashe B'chol Mark of Isayim, spread out throughout their carriers, V'yishaytetu Anfeyim Ba'olam. And once that's spread out, so then their branches will roam throughout the world. So the Ramchal is telling us here that nighttime is a time of Hispashtos HaTuma. That's a time that Tuma has much more power than it has by day. And we'll see how that manifests itself. But just like an interesting thing, we find this has halachic ramifications as well. There's a concept, as we know from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that there's certain things that their tam that's absorbed, the flavor that's absorbed in a keli, becomes pugum. If it's after a certain amount of time, it becomes tainted, and therefore, if it comes out, it doesn't become usser. Now, we paskan la halacha that it takes 24 hours. 24 hours in a pot, it becomes pugum, and therefore, let's say if you have isser in a pot, and you cook after 24 hours kosher in it, so your kosher food remains kosher because the isser that comes out is pogum. But there are many Rishayim, Taisus brings down Rabbeinu Tam and others, that hold, and it's even brought down in Shulchan Aruch, linas laila is pegemes. Just going overnight is pegem. And he brings over here on the bottom, and I printed it out from the Yitzhar Chachma, that the Tiferes Shloimer, the Redomsker, in Parshas Chayisara, when it talks about over there, Eliezer was saying that I came Aleina Mayim, and he said, Va'ovei Hayoyim, I came today. He says, Rashi says, Chazal tell us, Hayoyim Yotzi V'Hayoyim Basi. I left today, and I came today. I had Kvitas HaDerech. So he points out, there's a whole shtickle Torah over there to explain what's going on, but the idea being that Eliezer was saying that the only reason I'm still holding on the Madrega I am is because I didn't go over a night. Over a night, going through the Koiches HaTuma, things wouldn't have been on the same Madrega. And he shtelled soon, he says, V'haraya, you even see by Kachim and by other things, that once you go overnight, the time becomes pogum. That, he says, has to do with the Koiches HaTuma that there are at night. Again, we hold it's a 24-hour thing, but the Zikr Rishayim hold that it's Tali and the Laila. So what's the Laila? So he's telling too that the Laila has to do with this Koiches HaTuma. Okay, continues Ramchal. V'kivna, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, Sheba'isa Hazman, that at that time, Yosvu b'nei Adam el Boteim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, being out at night, being awake at night, trying to do things at night, is a time that there's Raz being Shailat in the world. It's a dangerous time. So therefore, it's better that a person should be at home and sleeping, so he shouldn't have any of problems of being hurt or damaged by the Koiches HaTumah. So therefore, Hashem decided that at that Zman is the time that people should be gathered in their homes, lying in their bed sleeping, v'nochem ad ha-boiker, and they'll rest until the morning. She'oz nital ha-ispashtus v'ashlita min ha-koiches ha-mikol anfein. Because when the morning comes, so then that power and that ispashtus, the spreading out of the tumah, is taken away. It's not the same power. And therefore, v'yachzu v'nei adam v'yetzu l'avaydasam ad-yarev. So therefore, in the morning, people go out to their work, until the evening. So the reason the daytime has been chosen for work is not just because there's light outside, is because at night there are koiches hatumah that are not good for a person, so therefore the Rabbeinu Shem would rather that activity at night is minimized and people's exposure is minimized, so he made it that nighttime is the time that you're home and you're sleeping. V'huma shabir David ha-melech alav ha-shalom toshes choshech v'hi laila v'yisirmas kochay sayar. So David HaMelech said, Toshes Choshech V'Laila, that the night's going to come, bring on the darkness, and it becomes night. And then Tizrach HaShemesh, when the sun shines, then Yetzei Adam L'Valoi. At night is not a time for a person to go out to work. It's a time that a person remains at home. So, that is what the Rabbeinu Shalom decided. Now he says the following three lines, which are a lot of words. We'll just read them and say pretty much what the idea is, because this is, the Ramchal always comes back to this idea that whatever happens in this world is really happening up in the Sharashim, up in Shemayim. So he says, V'ula, kal ha'inyanim ha'ela, all of these matters, b'chal gvuleim v'shiureim, within all their boundaries and all their measures, mishtarshim mishari yisoydes hanhaga, they're rooted where? In the Sharashim of the Yisaidus Hanhaga and the foundations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in this world, Kifi Avchanas Hashbois, Hanishbois Labruim B'chol Madregoiseyam. So, according to each and every Hashba, Avchanas, like the differences, Hanishboim Labruim B'chol Madregoiseyam, which are provided to the Bruim and all their levels, Kamosh Zacharna B'chelek Rishon, Ayin Shom. Which means to say that nothing happens down here. Everything's happening up in Shamayim, in the Sharashim. But the way we're experiencing down here is that the Koiches HaTumah are having more Koich. So now he breaks for a moment and he says, I want to qualify what I'm saying. V'tzarech sheteida. He says, you have to know, she'af al bishal derech klal neymar shalaylu zman shlitas ha-koiches ha-eila. Even though it's true that the nighttime, and really just if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, Lefi, everything we're talking about, is because night is darkness, is hester panim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal upon him, when there's Giloi, when there's Ha'oras upon him, that's light. Ba'ar Pnei Melechayim, Ki Ba'ar Panechon and Satalanu. Hashkachas Hashem is always the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face. That's light. Darkness is Hester upon him. If there's Hester, so there's Ra. They go hand in hand. So really, it's not just a coincidence. It's not the pshat is Hashem said, you know, okay, flip a coin and say, nighttime is Ra and daytime is Tov. Happens to be they fit together because the nighttime, by definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it darkness. And with the Chiddush here, what we're saying is the darkness is not just a physical phenomenon. It's spiritual. Meaning, because in the Sharashim, up in Shamayim, there is a Madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being master panav, and he decided, as we'll see why he wants to do this, we'll see in the next couple of paragraphs why this has to be this way. But the fact is that at nighttime he chose as the time to minimize his light, so it's dark in Shamayim, which gives Ra the place to be shaylet, which makes it dark down here. If it's dark down here, so there's Ra to be shaylet. So he says, even though it's true, shall be derek klal neimer shalayla uzman shlitza koiches ha'eila hinei be'emes ein zela b'chatzi alayla rishayna. So Ramchal qualifies it and says, you should know that really, this is only really the first half of the night. Ach b'chatzois halayla, once it becomes chatzois, nishbaz hashvoas ha'ara, b'rotza mufanav yisparach b'chol ha'ilamis. At chatzois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts a little bit illuminating the world. There's a little bit of ha'ara and ratzain in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nitelas hashlita mikaychis hara. And they go hand in hand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts lighting up the room, so now darkness, it's not as dark anymore. Which by definition means that the dark, the ra, doesn't have the same power anymore. V'anfeyem nigroshim mimokam ha'yishov. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming on the scene, ra is running away. Nigroshim, they're chased away from Yishov, from the place of Yishov. You find, and it's interesting, he says this, I don't see anyone here point this out, but we find this concept. Why does it say Mimokam HaYishuv? Well, why Mokam HaYishuv? You find the concept by the Sor LaZazel, out in the Midbar. It says you send it out to the Midbar, Mokam Shmama, it's a place of desolation over there. That's a place, if you look in the Rishayim, the Ramban and Chumash, and other Rishayim, and talk about, that's where there's a lot of Ra and Koyche Satuma, and that's why you send the Azazel there. The Azazel, which is a present somehow for the Satan, on Yom Kippur, to make him keep quiet, you send him a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a treat, to Shalach Manas, you send him, and he keeps quiet, and that's Azazel. So where do you send it to? You send it out, Ala Midbar, to Makam Shmama, it's a desolate place, it's a place where there's a lot of Ra and Kaychis there, because again, the place where there is Yishuv, where people are there, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be, that there's times of Laila and times of Yoim. It seems that it can even be in times of Yoim, there are places where Ra has a power. And that's, it's again, I don't see anybody on the page saying this, and I don't even see, in this one either he doesn't say it, but I'm being medayik here, this word, Mimokam HaYishuv. It's being sent away, Mokam HaYishuv. There's places Ra is going to be very strong over there. It's interesting, just Negea, we mentioned the Chassam Sofer the other night, on Tuesday night, Negea to Daniel. If you haven't listened to the Chassam Sofer, it's Kedai, the whole Shir is Kedai. But the last 15 minutes is a wild Chassam Sofer about Daniel and Kriya Samagila is the Hesped of Daniel. But Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer, in a different place, somewhere near Yamim Nairaim, I don't remember exactly which day there, he writes that anytime there's a Yeshua, you gotta pay off the Satan Abyssal. He says, like the Azazel, and he says, by the Nase of Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Asach Zed Daniel. That Haman had the power to kill Daniel. Was that? Don't ask what these words mean. This, that's what he says. Some ops are present. You got to be Mephias the Satan Abyssal. And by letting Daniel, who was a great tzaddik, be killed by Haman. The Gemara says, why? He was punished. He gave a bad Eitzah. We spoke about it to Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem wasn't happy with his good advice to Nebuchadnezzar. But the point being, he says as Aloshin, Daniel was Epis offered on a platter for Klal Yisrael to the Satan. Okay, but back to here. So he's saying, Nigroshim Mimokam HaYishuv, Umascheles Ha'ore Shal Hayoim Lisar. You want to know when day starts, when the illumination of day starts? It starts at Chatzais HaLayla. At Shemeir HaYoim, until the day becomes fully illuminated, V'nimsheches HaAshpoye Ru'uya, and then the full Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, if you remember from the earlier prakim, the Ramchal told us, every day is a brand new day with new opportunities. It's not the same day as it was yesterday. What you could accomplish today, you could not accomplish yesterday, and you won't be able to accomplish tomorrow. Every day is a new day in the big plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of what needs to be accomplished. That he says, with the new ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the new light of every single day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving his ha'ara to the world, u'mischadish bo kol ha'metzias. We said, the Ramchal said, mechadish b'chol yom tamid means every moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing the Bria, and then he said, mechadish b'chol yom ma'aseh v'reishis, not the tamid. Every day is a brand new day in ma'aseh v'reishis, a different day, another day in the bigger picture of going forward, and that happens to be mischadish bo kol ha'metzias. Now we find this concept, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that David HaMelech said that I never slept past Chatzos. At Chatzos alayla, he would sleep a little bit. At Chatzos, he was misnamnem kisos. The Gemara says he would doze off. And after that, he was gaber kari. So again, here we have why Chatzos alayla, because the first half of the night, like the Ramchal said, there's starke koiches atum on the veld. And the Ravon Shalom says there's not a lot of accomplishments that are going to go on during that time. So therefore, people aren't being Isaac as much. Mashenk, and after Chatzais HaLaila, Adarabba, that's really the beginning of the new day. That's the time the Ha'or is beginning. And that is when David HaMelech got up to continue his Avodas Hashem. And he brings here, he says, that's why at that point is the concept of Tikkun Chatzais. Tikkun Chatzais is a time of special, a time of rachamim, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be misoinen on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Chaim Friedlander says, at that moment, when the new day is beginning, that's the time that a person should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there should be a new Achzaras HaShechina. The Shechina of today is starting up right now. Chatzos HaLaila is the Ha'aras HaYoim, the Shechina of this coming day. That's the time to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Shechina to return to the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the Ramchal is telling us, qualifying when this bad period, this period of Ra, is the first half of the night. So now he goes back and he says, what's the pshat in all this? Why do you need this for? V'omnam. Inyan ashlita hazoi shesholten koichas eila balayla. This idea here, that the koichas, these koichas rule at night. V'geirushim shenigrashim bayayim, and the fact that they're chased away, they're chased away during the day. So he says, "Hinehu davar mechukok b'teva ha'olam usedara." This is something that has been embedded in the nature of the world and star of in the order of the world. Zulas hashlita v'achna shemages l'memayza adam. So Ramchal is telling us there's really two ways for Ar and Chayshech to happen in this world. The first one is mechukuk b'teva ala mustarav. It's a given. It's put into the nature of the world that there's going to be dark and there's going to be light. That means there's going to be ra and there's going to be toif. And different times of the day for each of them. Then, zulas hashlita v'achno shemages lehem b'mayza adam. Then there's the humans. Humans also could bring Ar and Chayshech to the world. If you do Averis and you Isaac and Toma and these type of things, you bring Chayshech to the world. That's besides for the Chayshech that's inherent in the Bria. You do mitzvahs, you bring Taiv to the world. So he explains, v'zeh, Shashira Chachma al-Yayna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured out with his Chachma, Shaliyos Mitzios HaTaiv V'hara Ho'amiti. That there should be a Mitzios of true, absolute Taiv and Ra. That now, a person has the opportunity, with his choice, to bring Tov and Ra. Tzarech she'yia oilam mechukai hativi olu l'shlitas harabai. Ba'oifin shekach yiev sharos lishpashus harab ba'azeh b'chalokim imenu, k'moy lehedri ispashus sebehem. So he says like this, that in order for there to be the concept of Bechira, that if a person chooses, he will bring more Ra to the world. He will let Ra spread out in this world. And if he chooses Taiv, the same thing, there first has to be a set amount of Taiv and Ra in the world. There has to be a set amount of Taiv and Ra in the world. So, that's what he's saying. That it has to be that naturally in the world, there has to be the idea of a Ra in the world that has nothing to do with a person. It's a given. And given in this world there's a given that Ra could be mispashet. Gets bigger, it gets smaller. That's given. It's nothing to do with human intervention. It could be mispashet, it could come back. So he says, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to delegate or to relegate, maybe, I don't know which one's the better word, Ra and Taiv? In other words, he needs that there should be a amount of Ra that exists in the world that has the opportunity to spread and to be minimized. And the same thing with Taif. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know how I'm going to split it up? I'm going to split it up into sections of the day. Chachma al Yaina was geyser, hayais roi, the best way for this to work in the Bria, shebizman atzmai, there should be in time, chelek echad, one part, sheinasin le shlita vispashas mitzad atzmai, that Ra should have its own shlita, it should be strong here, it should be able to spread out. Now, all that is that's like a reservoir. That's like the given, and now man has the opportunity to do something with it. If he's going to do bad, it's going to spread out from there. Then there's going to be a second half to the day. That's the daytime. That Ra doesn't have the same shlita. Like we said, it's banished. That Ra is banished from Makom HaYishuv. And that's a time that a person is able to do things and do things in order to be mechazik the taif. So he explains here that bishas, the nighttime is a time of Ra, is a time that the Ra has a power. That's a time when a person has to work on himself to be goyver, to overcome the Ra. It's strong. That's a time of strength for the Ra. And if a person continues the Ra, he's going to make it stronger. If he's going to fight it and withstand it, so he's going to be goyver. But it has to be there. It has to be there for the person to have the Bechira what to do. During the daytime, the Ra is not as strong. That's the opportunity to mechazek and toiv. That's where the person has to be proactive and bring toiva. V'nei sama adam baruch hu shtei mitzius chazokim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Metzius. How did he make it that the night is a time of Ra and the day is a time of Toiv? So he hooked them up together with Ar and Choshech. They go together with each other. These two Metzius, Chazakim, Shem Ar v'Choshech, Nimshachim mi'bechinas ha'ara ve'elam shabiyarna b'chelek rishon. Like we said, Ra comes from Hester upon him, or from Hashem hiding his face. Or comes from Ha'aras Panim. It starts up in Ruchnias and it manifests itself down in this world. V'nosalam chelek bazman. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, Choshech is Ra, Or is Toiv. Now, besides the Metzias of dark and light, now let's put dark and light into the day. V'haynu hayom v'halayla. V'achareyam nimshachim shlitas koichas atumah shezacharnu. So the basic idea here is that the reason why there has to be dark and there has to be light is because there has to be a time that there's given of Ra, and that Ra has a power, and that helps a person, or it gives a person the chance of Bechira to overcome that Ra. There has to be a time that there's a given of Taiv, that a person has a chance to build on that Taiv and to be mechazik that Taiv. In other words, our job in this world is Bechira. Our job is to choose between Ra and Taiv, the challenges of the Ra, and to be able to do the Taiv, overcome the Ra, mimechazek the Taiv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, first we need a given of that. We need givens of those in this world for it to work. Of course, you can make it bigger, you can make it smaller, but there's got to be times that there's a shtarka shlita of kayak, and there has to be a time of a shtarka shlita of Taiv, and then that all lends itself to this world that we now have choices in this world. So now, Va'amnam, he continues. See if we can get through this paragraph. Binasin shlita zois al kaychas hara ha'ela. Bispashtam ba'ilam. Nimsa chashkoi shalayla misrabu mischazik. So since at this time we're saying that Ra has a power and it spreads out in the world, so the chashkai sha'olam, the darkness of the world, is misrabe, becomes more umischazik. Va'adam gam hu b'yoyseh sheichev al mitasai. So now we're getting into, remember, this whole chapter is going to tell us how everything we do affects the ruchnias of the world, or our seder hayoyim. That's what this parak's about. So you have a person laying on his bed. Gam alav mispashet ispashtus minatuma mishetetes. He gets affected by that Tumah, by that Ra that is spreading out in the world. Bashir shenitala. There's a certain amount. Kifi ha-shaychas asher lo b'gufo shel adam mitzad chomriyusoy v'yetzer hara shabayim. A person by definition his chumrius, a person's gashmius by definition, is drawn to ra. That's a metzias. So number one, who the person is. His chumrius. It's a natural thing. Tuma is like the, he says over here, it's like a radio, what does he say? He calls it here electromagnetic waves that are picked up, you know, by a radio. I don't know, it's somehow in the Hebrew here. Galei hakol shemachsher haradio kolad oisam. Somehow the radio waves pick it up. But it was a natural thing. You have an antenna, it's going to pick it up, right? So the same thing, a person's antenna is his goof. And it picks up ra automatically, no matter who the person is. He has a body, it's going to pick it up. Then there's the Yetzirah Shabbai. Now there's how much Yetzirah you have in you, also is going to pick it up. Now there is a flip side to this, by the way. There is a flip side to say. In other words, the more chumrius a person is, the more a person's into gashmius, his body is more a gashmiastic thing, it's going to pick it up more. On the other hand, you have the flip side. And the flip side is we find Shloisha Tzrichin Shimur. There's three people who need to be a Shimur from Mazikin. So the Gemara says, V'yeshayim r'mach tamidei chachamim balayla. At night, tamidei chachamim is a special Shimur. Now, l'chari, you'll say, tamidei chachamim are probably the least the gashmiest type of people. So why do they need the Shimur? So there's a flip side, says Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, there's a flip side, and that is sometimes a person is so delicate that any little bit of ra will also have a major effect. So the person who's very gashmiyazdik, he's gonna mamish be, his antenna is gonna pull in tons of kaychas hatoma. The Talmid Chacham, the tzaddik, who is so less gashmiyazdik, so you're right, his antenna is gonna be pulling very little. But that little, since he's so fine and delicate, that little also might have a detrimental effect on him to a degree. And that's why on one side, he doesn't get the same kaychas atoma, but on the other side, the Gemara says that tzrichim shimur balayla. Now, there might be a difference if he's going outside as opposed to in his home when he's lying on his bed. Like this guy, regular guy lying on his bed, we said, that's what we're referring to here because we're going to get to Netilas Yadayim. Over there, it's talking about you go out, or Tav Chochem shouldn't go by derech balayla, but you find this concept. Let's just do one more line. We're not going to finish this this paragraph. And Noisef Alzeh, and there's one last thing. Shekvar huchan besidrei hanhaga shebiyos adam yashen chelkei nishmas el yoyne mistalkim imenu uchumay shezacharnu bechelek shlishi. When you're lying on your bed, parts of your neshama go up to Shemayim. V'tayim tamisa v'miksas. So you taste a little bit of misa. V'umash amru chazal sheina echad mishishim v'misa. So therefore, if that's true, the nimsa she'az mizgaber yoyser begufay hachoyshech beheder or haneshama mezakeh choisai alkei nimsa sham beis knisa yoyser atoma lishreis alav. The fact of the matter is, at night, every person is a little bit more gashmius because his neshama, parts of it are no longer there. So by definition, there's more guf than when he's awake. If there's more guf, as we said, the more guf there is, that's the antenna that pulls it in. So for all three things, number one, chumrius, yetzahara, and then the idea of a person sleeping, by definition, he's more chumrius, because part of his neshama has gone up to shamayim a little bit, and therefore he's going to be pulling in these kaychis hara into his guf, and Bez Hashem, we will have to continue next week.